Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Numbers, lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, some good news today domestically. The Senate is likely to confirm Ketanji Brown Jackson to the Supreme Court today. Ketanji Brown Jackson, eminently qualified. You may have seen some of the hearings. You may have seen some of the Republican questioning. Much of it, they were just shouting at her, especially Lindsey Graham, shouting at her, just saying things unrelated to her and unrelated to her cases to just mind brand the public. And then when she would start to answer and she'd say, well, Senator, I've had enough of this, they'd say, go ahead, I yield my time back. All they were doing, it wasn't just making speeches, but there's a thing called mind branding. And let me give you the genesis of it. And I'll give you an example that happened right here. Jamie Harrison, the head of the Democratic National Committee, slammed Tom Cotton, Republican senator from Arkansas, and he called him a, quote, little maggot-infested man. Little maggot-infested man. After Cotton accused Ketanji Brown Jackson, said that she would defend Nazis. Now, there are a couple of, there are many, many bad things you can say about people. You can use the word criminal. You can use the word felon. You can use the word Nazi. You can use the word pedophile. You can, there's some that are so horrible that they don't give any room for discussion or debate. And what the Republicans have done since the 1990s, since Newt Gingrich, they have mastered the art of mind branding. And let me give you examples. When you look at a TV commercial, you think you see what you're seeing. It can, you take a good look at it. During the Super Bowl, some of them are neat, some of them are very humorous and all that. But there is a technological way of beaming in a message or just words and leaving them on the screen for a nanosecond so that you don't consciously see them or remember seeing them, but they have an impression on you. And say the word Nazi is an example, or pedophile is an example. And what Newt Gingrich used to do, produce these commercials, and ever so briefly that they didn't consciously register on you, he would put words in these ads, sometimes using letters and sometimes using words that were there already and twisting them. And you'd come away from that, watching that ad, thinking, I really don't like the person that this ad was about. You know, these are negative ads that the Republicans have put on. I don't like them. I don't know why I don't like them, but, you know, I don't like them. And they're obviously negative ads come right out and say certain things now. They've gotten more sophisticated, but mind branding is something that they have done now for almost 30 years. Now, in addition to doing it subliminally in ads, they are now doing it in very kind of smoothly and sneakily and pretending to ask questions and raising these words. And as if it's an inquiry. And Newt Gingrich always said, he said, all I want them to do is deny it. I want to present a charge, even a false charge, and then have someone deny it. That's all I want. Because people don't process all that. All they hear about it is the horrible word, and they hear a denial, and they wonder, why is this person even associated with having to answer that question? We don't do that. We don't do that as Democrats. So Ketanji Brown Jackson was a classic example. Ketanji Brown Jackson was qualified. She is also a very fine person, a fine lady. I mean, she wasn't controversial. She wasn't a hot dog, a leaper, and a screamer. She didn't look like a radical. Frankly, she looked a little certainly in her private life, a conservative type person, kind of geeky in a nice way. open and honest, but she was a Biden appointee. She was a Biden appointee. They already have the Supreme Court 6-3 anyway. She was going to take the place of Justice Breyer, whom she clerked for. And it would still only be 6-3. They'd still have a two-thirds majority. But what they're really pressing for is more than that, a 7-2 majority, and maybe more than that. And how could they achieve that? If they can block her right up till November and they take the Senate, even by one seat, and Moscow Mitch becomes the majority leader, then when they're sworn in January, Moscow Mitch and Lindsey Graham has said that no justice that Biden presents, if we have the Senate, we'll even get a hearing. They'd shut it down, hope that they took back the presidency in 24. The Supreme Court would limp along with 8 justices instead of 9. That's what's at stake here. So it was huge when you had Susan Collins, Lisa Murkowski, and Mitt Romney saying they would vote for her, because that puts her over. Manchin said he'd vote for her. I think Sinema's voting for her. And when 53 senators want something, there's a way to do it. If it had been 50-50, there was a very sneaky way for them to stop her. You know what it was? You need a quorum. You need what's called a quorum in a committee. And the Judiciary Committee is split 50-50 like the whole Senate. And if every Republican refused to physically show up, you know, the state Senate in Wisconsin did this over 10 years ago. After Act 10 or with Act 10, they went to Illinois. Remember that? Well, you can't go and arrest them if it's the U.S. Senate. They just stay home. Half of them would show up. And the parliamentarian would say, yeah, Mr. Chairman, there is not a quorum. And she would never get referred out. And if she didn't get referred out to the Senate, it wouldn't be voted on. That would require what's called a discharge petition. There's a lot of these rules that are just meant to make them look fancy and important. That's all it is. So even if you have a majority, it doesn't do you any good. In any event, the good news today is that we've circumvented that and Ketanji Brown Jackson will be confirmed. Now, when she's confirmed, if I were she, I'd have an immediate private ceremony the minute Breyer steps down and get herself sworn in before there's any hanky-panky. You never know what these characters are up to. But Breyer has to step down. I mean, he's step down conditionally. Will he step down right away? Or will he say, all right, well, the term ends July 1. I've already read all these briefs, listened to the oral argument. I will stay on till July 1. Then I'll step down. She can come in. She can come in, take over from there for the new term that'll start in the fall. She's the one reading the briefs and hearing the oral argument. That's great. Except there's many a slip twixt the cup and the lip. There's nothing certain in the affairs of man. And I don't know what's going to happen between now and July 1. I would like to see him step down. There is a rule that says even if she didn't read or if she didn't listen to the oral arguments that occurred 2 months ago, she can listen to the tape recording of them and the questions. And she can read the briefs, and she can make up her own mind. So there's a little concern I have that this character Breyer likes to hang on for a few more months. Maybe I'm wrong. Who knows? Maybe I'm wrong. There are a lot of very important cases. I get it. I get it. A lot of important cases. Many a slip twixt the cup and the lip. See what happens. But the good news is she will have been confirmed. And then these conditional resignations, like Breyer saying, if Biden's nominee is appointed, I'll step down. And I have a lot of questions about that, too. Either you step down or you don't step down. But in any event, that's what's going on. You're totally up to speed as much as anybody can be up to speed. Back to Ukraine. What's happening, did you ever ask yourself why in the initial stages of the invasion did you not hear about these atrocities? You had conscripts coming down from small villages in Russia. The Ukrainians and the Russians are very, very closely allied ethnically. They're both Slavs, and 11 million Russians have relatives in Ukraine. They look on Ukraine the way we look on Canada. I have a sister-in-law born in Canada. Many of our people in our media were born in Canada. If somebody said to me back when I was in the Navy, okay, we're going to go and attack Canada and we're going to kill people, civilians, I'd say, are you out of your mind? Nobody would have gone along with that. And that's the way Ukraine was. That's why Putin lied to these people and said, you're going into Ukraine as a peacekeeping because Nazis have taken over and they want us. Then they go in and they're shot at, and people are saying, no way, Jose. And a lot of these Ruskies deserted. They just walked away from their tanks. They said, here, you take the tanks. Some of them went over. The problem is if they went to Russia, some were afraid of being shot by Putin. You know, how do you blend? I mean, say Wisconsin goes back to Ladysmith or Random Lake. You know, Random Lake has about 2,000 people. Southern part of Sheboygan County. What, is he going to go back and say, I walked away from... I mean, word gets around. The reason there were no atrocities, or there were, I'm sure, but nothing like we've seen now, is because Putin called in the Wagner Group and Chechenian and Syrian Islamic terrorists. And they're roaming through the Russian-occupied portions of eastern Ukraine, butchering and torturing people, which is what they did in the Middle East and what they did in Africa, specifically Mali. They do not have normal Western values. They do not have normal human values. They are not human beings. The Ukrainians are fighting Russia, and they're fighting this campaign of terror, which is designed to demoralize the civilian population. That's why we've got to get them the planes, the shore to ship missiles, have them go through, and if they see a member of the Wagner Group or anybody from Chechnya or Syria, murder him on the spot. Not murder, kill him on the spot. These are animals, they're like rabid raccoons. Going to a break, the lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.